It's Outside the Box, Sporting Unique Ideas. Today's topic is a good sport. When you think about sports, do you think about how well or poorly your favorite team is doing? Or exciting plays you've seen? Or about sports heroes? Maybe so, but have you ever thought about sports as big business? You may have heard about recent incidents of partner or family violence by sports figures and the occurrences of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a traumatic brain injury especially among professional football, soccer, and hockey players. Such situations have been handled poorly or skirted entirely by team owners and the governing bodies of professional sports. The reason? It's bad for business to see players assaulting partners or children, or lawsuits filed by former players due to shortened life expectancy, or retired players committing suicide or living with dementia because their minds have turned to mush. There's been a lot of dirty laundry lately in the sports world. The scandal of multi-million-dollar bribery involving the international governing body of soccer. The doping of professional athletes like cyclist Lance Armstrong, baseball heroes and Olympic competitors, and tennis players fixing matches. It seems to be all about money and the corporate influence on sports. More importantly, professional sports like baseball, soccer, football, basketball, and hockey have become a multi-billion with a B dollar industry. And it's leaving out regular people, just like other parts of the economy. I used to think sports were about having fun, a contest to see who's better, something to watch when I needed an escape, a visual spectacle. How naive was I? I've only been to one professional football game when I was a teenager in 1960. It cost $5. Last fall, the same team charged $138 for its cheapest seats. Fortunately, some spectators are not taking the high cost of their sport lying down. One recent incident really caught my attention. In Liverpool, England, about 10,000 soccer fans walked out of a game early in the second half to protest overpriced tickets. Their team, owned by a U.S. corporation, just landed a lucrative television contract, and fans wanted to benefit a little from the profit through more affordable seats, or at least not the 25% increase in seat prices proposed by the club. The walkout worked. Team officials announced a price freeze for seats for next year. Seeing a professional sports game is now more and more just for the wealthy. This is odd, since most teams are owned by multimillionaires who, in many cases, see team ownership as a tax deduction, not a source of income. But they're now making big bucks. Most of their income is not from ticket sales, but rather from television rights, corporate sponsorships, sales of jerseys and other paraphernalia, and stadium use fees. Only 30% of baseball team income is from ticket sales, and they play over 160 games a year. Lowering ticket prices, especially for other sports that play fewer than half as many games, would barely affect profits. As an adult, I've never been excited about professional sports, but at least, if we're going to have them, anyone should be able to afford to go to a game. When's the last time you went to a professional sports event? How affordable was it? I'm Larry Danziger, turned off by the competitiveness of sports as well as the corporate aspects.